USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Pittsburgh police are responding to what's being called an active shooting situation. Allegheny County Sheriff's deputies were serving an eviction notice in the city's Garfield neighborhood when the person inside the home opened fire.
Right. I think we just sent up a couple more drones. Was not the first time the suspect did shoot at earlier previous drones, right? So right now it's an active gunfire situation right now.
More than 100 rounds are said to have been fired. Nearby homes have been evacuated and the public is being asked to avoid the area. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, is said to have been on the passenger list of a plane that crashed in Russia. That's according to the Russian Civil Aviation Authority. Russian state media is reporting the leader was killed in the crash. There were 10 people on board. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is in Georgia to turn himself into authorities. Giuliani, former President Trump, and 17 others have been indicted on racketeering charges for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. I fought battles much worse than this against people much tougher than that.
And he says he's confident the case will turn out in his favor. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage tonight in Milwaukee.
In total, 8 candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Former President Trump has decided to skip the debate and has instead recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. I'm Corey Myers.
Millions of people are dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome in the central U.S. Forecasters say high temperatures could surpass 100 degrees in some areas today from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Major cities under extreme heat alerts include Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Nashville. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Two Republican presidential candidates plan to take legal action against the RNC for not allowing them to participate in tonight's debate. Conservative radio host Larry Elder claims he met all the requirements set by the RNC to qualify for the debate in Milwaukee, but was told he was ineligible. Businessman Perry Johnson also says he met every requirement, but was denied. The number of people confirmed dead in Lahaina remains at 115, but the number of people considered missing is back to about 1,100. That's according to the FBI's official list, which fell to about 850 people earlier this week. Maui County will soon release the names of missing people in hopes of finding them alive. Once a year, on a penultimate night, a wooden effigy known as the Man is reduced to ashes at the center of the ephemeral city. That day starts this weekend.
Radical self-expression, radical self-reliance.
I'm never going back to reality.
Communal effort.
I'm off the grid.
Immediacy.
Everybody who's everybody's at Burning Man. Elon Musk. I saw Puff Daddy standing on an RV.
The Reno Tahoe International Airport is reporting they are prepared for a surge in burners coming for the annual Burning Man Festival. Burning Man will be held in the Black Rock Desert, about 150 miles north of Reno. The event starts this Sunday and runs through September 4th. Roughly 80,000 people a year make the trek to Burning Man, and organizers, well, they rake in about $46 million every year. I'm Lance Pry.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.